Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Interesting story from the Phillies camp. We just got back from spring training, of course.
Yes.
So we spent a little time with Gabe Kapler and some of the other members of the team. We didn't hear this story, though, because it took place last season, late in the season. And, Nick, you're a little more savvy on the details, but apparently it was during the last part of the season where it didn't really count.
Well, they fell apart. I mean, the Phils were in first place in August, and then they lost nine straight. And so when any time that something like that happens, frustration happens in the locker room. And so there was this veteran player that we actually asked Matt Klentak on or about on Friday. Matt Klentak's the general manager, and he said he was a great guy. They were sad to trade him. His name is Carlos Santana, not the rock star, but the first baseman. And I think Carlos, who was this veteran presence in the locker room, got really tired of little distractions that were happening, and one of those distractions apparently was that there were two guys who were playing Fortnite back in the locker room during a game. So they're in the middle of this losing streak. Things aren't going well. They'd been in first place, and now it's looking like it's going to be a crappy end of the season, and he lost his mind.
So there's a lot of guys on a baseball team, and you can kind of, you know, linger in and out of the locker room if you're not playing at the time, I think, from the dugout to the locker room.
Yeah, yeah.
So and no indication as who these two guys were, though, right?
He said specifically he was not going to name names.
Okay.
But you got to assume that they're starting pitchers, right? Or somebody who wasn't going to play.
Well, because... You know, but who knows? We don't know the names, but he thought it was disrespectful to the fact that you're in this. You still have to keep your mind in it.
You're working.
They were distracted by this video game.
So they're playing Fortnite.
Yeah, which makes me assume that they're young.
Yeah, I would think so. So Fortnite in the locker room. Which I'm surprised they even have a game system set up in the locker room.
Yeah.
Is this from Fortnite?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is like when the dancing.
Oh, yeah.
They have, like, dance-off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think this one is like...
Casey's doing almost like a running man type of move. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
They all have all sorts of different Fortnite dances.
Right.
And you can buy them.
So... So they're playing, and he, what I heard was he took a bat.
He goes into the video room where they were playing. So they were using the video system where they, you know, they study tape and learn about other players and pitchers and whatever else. And he takes a bat back to the video room and decides no more Fortnite and smashes the televisions.
Wow.
At least three TVs.
Wow.
Yeah. So you heard three TVs. I'd heard just the one. So three TVs makes it even cooler.
Yeah. Yes. And his quote, Steve, I think he said something to the effect that I took out multiple televisions.
Now, Kapler says he doesn't recall or had not heard of this happening, but he understands why this might have happened.
Yeah. I can kind of understand that. Listen, I can't think of specifics, but I know in my career in broadcasting that I've come in and when it's work time and I've seen people, when we've got a job to do, we're effing around, I've gotten that pissed off where I'm like, I can't believe you are kidding me. We're on the clock right now. We've got to get work done. We'll do that crap later on, but I can't stand that.
It drives me crazy, especially since, you know, when you do creative visualization, when you're in the moment, when you're psychologically, you know, people say, listen, we get where we fall in the pecking order. But in the morning when you listen, you hope you want us to be up and ready and ready to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that distracts from that or is a detraction pisses me off as well.
Yeah.
So you can understand this. Here they are, where they're you know, everybody's, I'm sure, a lot of them are bonused for per-win deals, and he goes in and sees this going on. It's like, your mind isn't in the right place here.
Right. Well, I mean, I've heard of this happening, in different ways in the world of baseball. It was just like a year or two ago where we were finding out that the pitchers were just drinking in the clubhouse because it was their day off, and, you know, all right, we're gonna duck back to the locker room on a... You know, slam a couple of beers or whatever, because I'm not going to be playing anyway. So I don't see much of a difference here. It's like, well, I'm not really playing,
But here's a different question. How about this? Is it the fact that they were so bored with their professional career, baseball, during a game, or is that Fortnite is so damn addictive that they couldn't stay away from it?
Those are two
legit questions.
You know,
two legit questions.
I have never played Fortnite. I purposely didn't get caught up in it, and I'm not big into that type of game anyway. But There are some people that the draw is just way too much, and they can't. It's almost an addiction.
Well, I sent you over. There's a breakdown, and there's stats on that sheet, Preston. How many people play Fortnite?
Okay.
200 million.
200 million people play Fortnite.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of other facts. Yeah, it is a very addictive game. However, I've said to you, you've been a gamer for a long time, as have I.
Mm-hmm.
There are games that are similar that I like better. So to me, it's an entry level. And one thing that is a big attraction to it is that it allows some cross-platform play.
Okay.
So that increases the size.
Here's some stats for you. Peak number of Fortnite concurrent players. The most playing at one time was 10.7 million people.
10.7 million people.
Yeah. The biggest...
In the world or in the country?
I don't know.
I think in the country.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Then you have biggest month in the terms of Fortnite player count was September 2018. There were 78.3 million players. Average amount of time a Fortnite player spends with the game per week, 6 to 10 hours.
6 to 10 hours.
Wow. Fortnite revenue in 2018, $2.4 billion.
Oh, man.
Number of countries Fortnite topped the iTunes chart in, 13. Reported amount of Fortnite made in its that it made in its first 3 days was $1.5 million. So immediately it took right off. Let's see. Number of times Fortnite has been downloaded on the Nintendo Switch, 2 million. What else we have?
Is that the only place you can play it on Nintendo Switch?
No. You can play it on Nintendo, Xbox.
Well, these guys were playing it on TVs.
Yeah.
So there was, and Steve, I read it was three televisions that were touch interactive, 86-inch TVs. And as you would imagine, state of the art, high def, the whole nine. I wonder if Carlos Santana was financially responsible for the damage that he caused.
He might very well. So. I'm sorry, they're playing it on. It wasn't a game system. It was on a TV app.
No. He means on a TV monitor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Kathy was asking about what game system it was on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
The Switch, PlayStation, Xbox. There's a couple of them. So, but again, what this does allow, there are some issues between PlayStation and Xbox, which is what you call cross-platform playing. But you can play other, you know, you can have a PlayStation and play somebody on a Nintendo Switch.
Is there like an app too for it?
Yeah, there are apps, yes.
That you could get on your phone?
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, it was iOS. There was a stat on here the number of times Fortnite has been downloaded on iOS, 82.6 million times.
Right, so you can play it on an iPhone.
Yes, on your phone, you can, I guess, right?
Yeah, because I thought for a while you can only play it on Samsung phones or...
So you can literally play it everywhere.
Yeah, my son plays on his iPhone.
This is a mind-blowing stat here, Preston, at the bottom. Percentage of Fortnite players that are aged 18 to 24, 60%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's okay. right in that sweet demo.
I think it's really neat. And I've played it a couple of times, and I'm just no good at those games, so I don't get into it that way. But, I mean, for what it is, I think it's really, really cool. Like, you know, like my son is there in his living room, hanging out with his friends.
Let me ask you, and I know you've talked about this. Mm-hmm. Have you ever entertained the notion of bringing a baseball bat into the living room? Because we've talked about this, using it for discipline and all that stuff. You know, I think it's a similar dynamic here.
He just got his privileges back over the weekend.
I think I would bring a baseball bat in if Jace was playing this game, because he is the type of kid who wouldn't put it down. And
okay.
It would be an argument and a fight to put it away and turn it off, so I would absolutely take a baseball bat to the TV.
Yeah, sure. Let's hear your stories when you've had to go to great lengths to end someone from playing Fortnite. I'm going to go to Jake. Hi, Jake. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? So last year on a college football team I was playing on, we had an issue with guys right before practice. I mean, 2 minutes before practice would start, still trying to finish a game of Fortnite. And this was right before preseason, so luckily we kind of made a team rule. I mean, captains got involved. We had to say, you know, 15 minutes before our practice starts, no one's playing.
Okay.
And that was a big problem.
No kidding.
So the edict went down that nobody plays.
What was that?
He said the edict came down, nobody plays the game.
Yeah, I mean, nobody, for practice at least.
All right.
A receiver who was, the offense is hard. And before practice, you should kind of look over stuff or stretching at least, you know? And he just didn't want to put it down. So it was a team rule. It worked out fine.
Yeah, but you said it was met with a lot of resistance in the beginning, huh?
Oh, yeah. People were kind of, are you kidding me? Oh, I'm like, no way. But...
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I can see that, man. Interesting.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it, man.
I wonder, just in regular office, well, we talked about it. We were talking about it the other day. He's been spotted. A guy comes to work, and the perception is he's coming to work early, sits in the parking lot for what appears to be like a half hour, an hour,
mm-hmm.
and plays Fortnite on his, we believe it's Fortnite on his mobile phone. And,
I thought he had a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, is it a Switch?
Like that,
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. It could be, yeah.
So at least he's being respectful of work. And
right, before he goes in.
Let me go to Mark. Hi, Mark, you're on the air. Good morning.
Actually, this is Patty, Mark's wife.
Okay.
Mark called me.
Okay.
He put me on because, I don't know, about 8-10 years ago, I took a sledgehammer to our TV.
Oh, do you want to explain why?
Yeah, well, it was a really huge TV with a big back to it.
Yeah, like a big Sony Trinitron gigantic
right.
television.
Yeah, okay. probably weighed like 300 or 400 pounds.
I know him well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the kids were being very defiant about no TV time and all of that. And I just about had enough of it. And it was a really gaudy TV anyway. So I just wanted to really get it out of the family room, but I couldn't move it.
Okay.
So I wheeled in a big trash can, mm-hmm. and took the sledgehammer and took it apart piece by piece with the sledgehammer.
Well, when you say take it apart piece by piece, almost indicates an intricate sort of disassembly. No, you bash the F out of it.
No, not really. When I say piece by piece went into the trash pan, because
okay.
I just had to keep hitting it and smashing it and hitting it, and then I had to roll it out. It was so heavy. The kids didn't take it very well, but then, you know,
yeah.
Eventually at one point we got a flat screen
okay.
to replace it. But, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
But not necessarily.
Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it. Not necessarily video game oriented.
No,
but,
just TV.
But TV. Yeah. All right,
yeah,
I can see
it.
Yeah,
it was just that whole too much TV thing. But
yeah,
it was kind of the same addiction.
So that was 10 years ago. And how are the kids doing now?
I would say, you know what? They're really not that big a TV watcher.
They're traumatized.
They,
yeah.
Yeah. They're emotionally scarred. They're too busy. Too busy on opioids.
All right. Thank you, Patty. Appreciate it.
But I can speak on the other side of it. I know that, you know, everybody loves playing these games and kids love it especially, but it infuriates me. I rage out of control when it gets to be too much and he won't put it down. And mm-hmm. where I've had to, I mean, since he was little, I have limited it like big time. He does not play video games a lot and I don't deprive him of it. He does have them and he can play, but I think I get more mad than he does upset when he's got to put it away. You know what I mean?
Do you have set times? And B, do you use that screen time alert on the device?
I don't even know. I don't even know how to hook it up.
You can have it as a parent. You can go in and set an override that will stop it from working.
But so we do like a time limit. I will put like an actual timer. And when it goes off, and he's pretty good with that, when it goes off, he knows, okay, it's time to put it away.
Yeah, I don't think that really matters as far as like developing a game addiction or whatever you want to call it. You can put a timer on it all you want, but that does not...
It limits their time. No, he's got to go do something else now.
It limits the time. However, their desire to play more does not go away simply because the timer goes off.
I would disagree with that.
No, I wouldn't.
He would. He go. Well, at least in my case, I would disagree with that for sure.
Mm. All right. I want to go to Alicia on line 6. Hi, Alicia. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? What's up, Alicia?
I always wanted to say that to you guys.
Yay.
My husband has a brilliant idea of getting a second Xbox for my kids, which I fought him on it.
Mm-hmm.
They have one in the basement and one, we have like an upstairs living room. We have a weird setup.
Okay.
But they play together and we can hear them screaming at each other from the basement.
So hang on. He bought a separate one so he can play against the kids?
No. So I have two boys, and so one plays in the basement and one plays upstairs. And we can hear them scream because they kill each other or fight each other.
So they yell at each other.
So,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Alicia, do you think it gets away from them a bit? Or does it, could you see yourself picking up a bat at any point?
Oh, my God. So I've actually, like, we call them for dinner, and they're like, wait, I just have to finish this round. And it's, like, 15 minutes later, I've taken their consoles and hid them when they, you know, when they go to school, and then they come home. Well, they're only allowed to play on the weekends, too.
All
but
right.
I've literally gone down to the circuit breaker and shut all the power off.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Notes. Yeah, I'm like, you're done.
you're killing the circuit.
Yeah, I mean, like, I try to be as cool as I can with it, right? So when I want him to stop playing, I understand he's in the middle of this epic battle. I look at how many people are left in the fight. Okay, Seamus, there's 30 people left. Like, if there's 90 people left, it's like, no, dude, turn it off. We're, you know, it's dinner time. But if there's, like, 30 left and he's got a good chance of, like, making it all the way to the end, I'm like, all right, at the end of this one, you know, it's time to go.
Yep.
And I've taken the game away from him so many times that, like, I think he understands, dude, I'm going to take this away from you. And so you can either stop playing right now or you're not going to play for the rest of the month, you know? And he's like, okay.
Right.
And so now that kind of plays with his mind. And it's like, dude, if I have to...
One day I will kill you.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, you see... You
know, it's happened.
It has happened.
It has happened.
It has happened. But I had to take all of the controllers and I put them in a bag. And I told him I brought them to work with me, but I hid them. But it was just one of those deals where I'm like, I can't trust that you're not going to play this when I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to take everything out.
Was there one thing... I'm trying to think. Was there a comparable thing... For me, growing up, that would be of the addictive nature that video games can be.
Probably when you first figured out how to touch yourself.
Spank it?
Yeah.
That was quick.
Because that one.
I just had to hide the towel.
Oh, this thing is awesome.
What about comic books?
You're
not that addictive put it down.
Yeah. Well, because what happens is nothing had a built-in time like you. You know, you were playing and there was it's like the Netflix when a Netflix show finishes off in 5 seconds, another, it's like it's leading you through it and egging you on to continue. I don't know if what besides maybe if there was a movie that my parents wouldn't let me watch or something like that or whatever, that was it. But I couldn't, there was nothing that they took away from me.
I'd have to say cocaine.
Cocaine? Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty... All you want is more.
We're going to take away your Coke.
Yeah, take away your Coke.
Yeah.
That was sixth grade, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Six or seven. That I remember.
I think going outside was that thing. Going outside. Like that, if I was getting grounded...
I lived outside.
But if
letting me inside was the thrill.
If I was getting grounded, I wasn't allowed outside. And now, like, the equivalent of getting grounded right now is... And not allowing you to do something inside. Now it's like,
yeah, like
go
if you
outside.
Had to, if you had to stay in, it was horrible.
It's like a goddamn boomerang.
Yeah. Casey, that's true. It is a reversal. You have to, you are hereby remanded.
Go outside.
Outdoors.
And go do things by yourself away from us.
You can't,
no!
You can't come in for 5 hours.
Those words have come out of my mouth. Go outside.
Come out of your room. No!
I've said things, I can't believe it. You know, when we've taken away screens and so on and I get the whole thing, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. You know what comes out of my mouth? Read.
Did I said that? Learn arts and crafts. Get some construction paper and do hand turkeys.
Read something.
No, you know what I say? Do a science experiment.
Here are some matches.
We got some stuff in the garage.
Hey, how about cracking open the Bible? What the hell am I saying?
I think my brother, my little brother, is really in for it because his kids are younger than his oldest is younger than my
too young youngest. For Coke,
too young for Coke, but not too young for Fortnite. And he literally has them playing. They have three different platforms, and they all play at the same time in the same house. I'm like, dude, you are in trouble, man. I mean, he's got a...
Man, your brother's cooler than you.
Yeah, way cooler. Okay. No, I don't think he's cooler.
I know, I'm kidding.
He wears a leather jacket, and you can see he hits the jukebox with one hand and starts playing music.
Well, he was always more into video games than I was, and he actually was better, way better at video games than I was. So this whole Fortnite thing, he loves it, right? So he plays it on, like, the Switch as the other one's on the Xbox, as the other one is, you know, in the back room on the computer, and they're all playing with each other.
It's pretty cool. Preston, when he leaves the room, he says, smell you later.
Smell you later. By the way, if you're just tuning in, the reason we're talking about this, we know that Fortnite is no new sensation, but Carlos Santana, not the musician, but the former Philly,
caught some guys during a game in the locker room playing Fortnite and wigged out. He's a veteran. He's like, you know, this is stupid. He took a bat out and he smashed up the televisions because he wasn't having it. And I could see that's almost like a parent. You know what I mean? That's kind of, they had to have been, you know, younger, and he just wasn't having it as a veteran and a locker room leader. You know what I mean?
It is the frustration. So he's on the other side watching the frustration level and whatever it may be that causes you to take a bat to something out of frustration.
Yeah.
I've had the instance where I'm sure you've broken your share of controllers.
Yeah.
I broke a controller and I snapped Arkham Asylum into 50 pieces.
The actual disc?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Took it out of the thing, crushed it, put it in the garbage, and then I got my car keys, went to GameStop, bought another controller in the exact same game.
My mom would tell my brothers that they were punishing themselves by breaking the controllers because she's like, I'm not going to buy you a new one. And then, you know, after a few months, she would.
I mean, the difference is I'm an adult man at the time I'm doing this. These were kids.
Right.
You know, with this Carlos Santana story, though, it was not the first time that he had to confront these guys. And then he just, everything boiled over with the bat. You know, and he went back there and was like, how many times do I have to tell you?
Yeah.
And then smashed the crap out of three TVs.
Preston, it's like when Quinn comes in and smashes the radio in Jaws. And he's like, he's trying to call for help. And then,
Let me go to, I have a couple more calls I want to hit. I have Tabitha. Hi, Tabitha, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. Sorry for bothering you at work.
No, it's all right. What's your story?
So I have a 12-year-old he's in, like, sixth grade. I think it was last year we started taking every single device. I mean, he has everything that you can think of spoiled.
Right.
And we actually have to put it in a lockbox. Like, I went out and got one of those, like, fireproof lockboxes.
Amazing.
One I could find. And I have to lock it all away.
Yep.
And hide the key in a different spot every single time.
Wow.
Did you ever imagine, Tabitha, that you'd have to go to these lengths to keep your kid from playing a video game?
No, because I can't play them.
but you clearly bought them for them, right?
Well, so he is on the spectrum, and it's one of the very few things that he gets enjoyment out of.
Okay.
And so, like, it's his reward to a lot of things, but mm-hmm. he wakes up in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
He won't go back to sleep. If
yes.
He knows he can go get something.
Yep, yep. We've had the same thing in our house.
Really?
They'll play till 2-3 o'clock in the morning on the school night, and we've had to take all that stuff and put it away.
What's the look like on your face when you walk into the room?
Thanks, Tabitha.
And you're seeing the flash of the light or wherever they are playing the game, and it's a school night, and it's like 1:30 in the morning.
I'm just severely pissed off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to it. And then, you know, and then you got to say something, and it's just not easy, but, you know.
Did you run out of cocaine?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't I provide?
That's how he's still playing.
My fingers to the bone to put cocaine on the mirror.
I never, ever would have thought to have stayed up that late on a school night. That's crazy. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, and you're so angry and frustrated, and, you know, it's hard to.
I think I need counseling for it.
Well, speaking of that, I'm going to go to Carrie, who works at an esports camp and teaches families how to handle it.
There you go. We need some salient advice here.
Carrie, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys rock.
Oh. Thank you. All right. Tell us a little bit about what you do, please.
So I work at an esports camp, and we partner with an organization called Nerd Street down in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they are esports professionals. They are actually who teaches our kids. And some of the things that we do is teach a kid. So you guys have kids at home who play, and you guys play. And you've thrown controllers, I heard.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Smash it into a million pieces. So one of the lessons that we like to teach them is how to manage that anger. Because our program focuses on professional sports and how you could get into careers in esports. So when you're playing at home, you're playing with your friends, and you can have those outbursts. But if you're looking at professional options and how you could play professionally, you can't have those outbursts. And you have to be able to manage that and learn how to play on a team. So learning how to manage that, and you take those lessons home, you become better able to handle those situations. Hmm. So it's life lessons that I think you can take far past esports.
Carrie,
but it definitely has its effects at home.
Let me ask you, do you have classes for kids 50 and above?
More raging parents?
Our programs go from 10 to 18, and they are half-day and full-day options, and you can find information at jkcp.com. They go all summer. But I really think it helps the parents as well. Because, like Kathy was saying, I think it can be really frustrating for the parents as well, because they do, like, they just love it. And kids in this generation, when they find something they love, they just really dive deep into it.
Well,
it's something that's just, they get really passionate.
Honestly, Preston and Carrie, to back up what you're saying, we live in a time that's very Ready Player One-ish.
Yeah.
And it is, never did I think, I remember when the switch flipped for me when we had the first demo Xbox in the Air Studio over Y100 and Halo. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what really got you.
This is like playing a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was hooked. And then, you know, and that's part of the deal. Now, since then, my play time has been limited dramatically. But for you, I assume you see, while we're being a little jokey about it, this can be a wedge issue for families.
Well, just like you were reading off the stats and the money that's being made in this industry, it is taking off like no other industry we've seen in a really long time. And while we've seen families that are all in, you know, last year we had, it was a full 2-week esports program. We have other families where the kids are all in, but the parents are like, do I really want to send a kid and that's all they're going to do for 2 weeks is, you know, esports? So what we've done this year is we found a really great compromise for families where the kids can play video games for half a day, and we've put it into our enrichment and exploration program where then they can spend another half a day doing a sport, a science, photography or art, something else where they're still getting type of enrichment. And it feels more balanced for the parents and the families. And, you know, it's finding that compromise where it's just more balanced.
No, I get you. I have this image in my mind of the future version of humans as they are now is this, these gelatinous, tiny creatures, but with huge muscular thumbs.
By the way, I see a text here, and I got to disagree with this. This says, telling your kids that they can be pro gamers is a joke. The chances are pretty much zero. Listen, how different is that than athletics? How different is that than athletics? You know, the number of people that make it professionally is minuscule.
Yeah, meanwhile, you got
to
your
the people
kids
that
going,
want to do it.
Going through camps after camps, like, yeah. You know.
Statistically, what?
You name the sport, and I'll tell you, like, they're all crazier than ever than when you were a
right,
kid.
Right, right.
And I was a kid, I mean. So I agree with you, Preston. So
I think it's similar. I'm not saying that person isn't incorrect.
Right.
The likelihood is very, very slim. But it's no different than encouraging athletics, I think.
Actually,
only you don't get any physical exercise. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not healthy for you.
Yeah. Rots your brain.
But you get to use steroids.
Yeah, you get dumber by the minute.
You get
but
to use coke
that,
and steroids.
No, not true.
I know, I'm kidding.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Becoming an esports athlete is actually much more accessible because you don't have to have that
ability to walk.
You know, you don't have to have that athletic prowess. Mm-hmm. You could be just the guy next door. You know what I mean?
You still got to have superior hand-eye coordination and instincts and all that stuff. It still takes an elite level to do it.
You know what I think about? I think about Carrie. I think about the guy who was dating Yannette Garcia, the hottest weather girl in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And he broke up with her so he could compete in a video game tournament, and he lost it. Yeah.
I watched the way these guys play Fortnite, and, you know, it's more than just zoning in on somebody and shooting them. You're building things, you're hiding. And when I watch these guys build these structures at the speed that they do it, I'm like, my brain can't even comprehend what they're doing.
Their skills.
Yeah.
Hey, Carrie, unfortunately, we got to wrap this up, but people are texting and curious about your program. Can you give us information on how people can reach out to you guys?
I do. And I want to clarify one point. The esports camp, when we're talking about career options, we're not talking about just being a pro gamer. You can do marketing, event. You can become an esports lawyer. You can do analytics. There's so many different careers. And that's
true.
What we're really trying to get across.
Physical therapy.
So we're not telling everybody. That's no joke. You need to have hand-eye coordination.
Thumb up, thumb down. Thumb up. Thing.
So visit us at jkcp.com. That's all you need to remember. Come to our website. All the information's there. Or give us a call at 610-264-9401.
Okay.
Our experts will take your call and we'll take care of you.
JK,
guys, thank you so much.
JKCP.com. No problem,
Absolutely.
Carrie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have a great day.
All right, you two. We'll see you. Wow, she's got a very sunny disposition.
Yeah, right?
Was there a device that you could, like a treadmill almost?
There was.
Or like a elliptical machine where
to power your game systems?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so there is one. In fact, they were actually selling quite well for a while, a stationary bike.
In Ready Player One in the book, Wade is actually overweight at the beginning, and he eventually sets up a lockout system, Steve, that won't allow him to use the Oasis until he's done X amount of exercise.
Ah, there you go.
He has to do like an hour and a half of cardio before it will even unlock the system. It's like
that's funny.
Yeah, and he ends up losing a lot of weight and getting in great shape because of that. By the way, I just got the VR system for the first time.
Awesome.
And I am now in Ready Player One world.
It's so
crazy.
I was trying to tell people years ago.
I have tried VR before and knew what the experience is like, but the games have come a long way.
So I'm going to lend you the Arkham Batman game.
Okay.
When I put it on, I was tearing up. I was in the game I've played for years. And honestly, but you also get, there's a little bit of a chill you get because it's that seductive.
Yeah. We're going to have to send you guys to JKCP.
I know.
Seriously.
When they can replicate through that system, when porn, now they do have VR porn.
They do?
It's like
in the bedroom too?
It's 360. It's the same thing when you put on, you look, but interactivity is the issue. You got to hook your fleshlight up on top of the coffee table. But where's the attachment for this one? But it's getting there.
Now, don't hate me. I'm just passing on what I read.
All right.
But I read that you have to watch with the VR. Kids' eyesights are being affected by it.
Yeah, I was told that when we bought it as well. And then there's a certain age that you got to watch out for.
I think
it was like over 12 and over because it can be a little bit. It can make you sick.
You can mitigate that with cocaine.
Okay, fair enough. All comes back to that, right? Mm-hmm. I think we're overlooking
anything
there.
It doesn't solve.
All right. Anyhow, interesting story from the Phillies locker room of last season where Carlos Santana took a bat not to a ball but to TV monitors because some team members were playing Fortnite during a game. Whether it's true or not, I do not know. But
he took batting practice.
That's interesting.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.